there is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Hallelujah. Many of us are here tonight to end certain oppressions of Satan in our lives. We're in need of the power of God. There are families that are represented here that the handwriting of Satan is upon them. You're trusting God to bring liberty. Please let there be no vacant chairs. Let the people have the chairs if they're. Hallelujah. There are some of you who are coming because you came to receive the fire. There are ministers, there are ministries, there are organizations that are here to receive the fire and take it back. There are other people who are here to be healed. You've been diagnosed by the doctors. Hallelujah. Or you've been afraid to go to the hospital because of what you think they will tell you. There are people who are here because you want God to end poverty in your life and your family, delays, all kinds of challenges. I need you to know that Jesus is in this place. Hallelujah. And the Lord began to talk to me about a few things, and I'll emphasize them. There are different kinds of miracles that will happen in this place. There are miracles that will involve our bodies, healings. There are miracles that will involve our spirits, salvation. There are miracles that will require Satan being expelled from within our midst, whether possessing or influencing, whatever it is. There are miracles that will require a shift in our mindsets. Are you listening to me? And so it's important for our hearts to be open. Because I understand there are people who just came here probably not having expectations, and we don't know what it is that God wants to do in our lives. I want you to know that God wants to transform you. Have an expectation. God doesn't just want to touch you. He wants to transform you. Bible says that Saul turned into another man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to talk about certain things before we even start ministering. Our goal, listen to me, our pride is not to keep laying hands on people and getting people healed and getting people delivered. Our pride and our aspiration is to see that everyone seated here becomes a carrier of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Such that you are the one who will go and begin to work the miracles. Hallelujah. I look forward to times when our miracle services will just be thanksgiving services, where it will be testimonies also. Because if your neighbor came sick, as you are holding his hands just to start the service, he's healed. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? I'm going to be examining the root causes of sick diseases. Number one, the Lord told me to emphasize this, and this is very important. Disobedience to the principles of God. Now listen, there are many believers who do not obey the written word of God, but are running up and down trying to chase and search for the voice of the Spirit. The only proof that you will respect the voice of the Holy Ghost is if you can believe the principles of God, the written word of God. The Bible says you cannot love God who you have not seen if you don't love your brother who you have seen. God has left the word of God, the written word, the living logos of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. So when we fail to live according to the standards of the word of God, then we grant access to Satan. to step into our lives. There are several believers, although we are born again. Please listen. The miracle service has started. Although we are born again, although we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we have not been able to align ourselves to God's principles, God's ways of doing things. John 14 verse 21 says, "He that keepeth my commands, he that keepeth my commands, he is the one who truly loves me." He said, "And I will love him, and the Father will love him, and we will manifest ourselves to him." John 14, 21. He says, "He that keeps my commands," not he who sings and says, "Lord, I love you and I will obey you." He that keeps my commands. Are you listening to me? Disobedience. Not many people are disobedient to the direct rhema, the voice of the Spirit, but we are disobedient to the principles of God's word. Let me tell you something. Prayer will not replace obedience. Fasting will not replace obedience. They all have their place, but you will never replace disobedience with other spiritual things. Plead the blood, do whatever you need to do. Let me show you an interesting scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Please, let's run. I don't plan to teach for long. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. Are we there? Let's read it together. One, to read. "And having in a readiness to punish all disobedience." When? When your obedience is complete. You only have the right to punish disobedience when your obedience is complete. What is disobedience? Non-compliance. The Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. If Satan brings sickness, that's an act of disobedience to God. Are you listening to me? But he said, when our obedience is complete, then authority is given unto us to punish disobedience. Jesus speaking says, "Satan cometh to me and does not find anything of himself in me." So long as Satan can find anything that represents death, he has a legal access to your life, a legal access to your body. Hallelujah. And so the first miracle is the miracle of obedience. That you come to a point where you realize that the word of God is not just something to hold and feel spiritual when you are going to church on Sunday or do a devotional in the morning. That it becomes your life and death. I always quote this scripture. "My son, pay attention to my word," the Bible says. "Incline your ears to my sayings." He said, "Do not let them depart from out of thy mouth. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life to those who find them and health to their flesh." Hallelujah. A believer is not just one who has confessed Jesus as Lord. A believer is one who has made up his mind to be governed by the word of God. Hallelujah. In life and in death, that you live by the word of God. Having the readiness to punish all disobedience when your obedience is complete. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. It says, "It shall come to pass that day, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, to obey, to observe, and to do all that is written therein." It says that I'll cause these blessings to follow you and to overtake you, and you shall be set on high above all the nations. If you are willing to obey, to live by the principles of the word. Let me tell you something. The word of God and does not want to share a place with other ideologies. It comes to replace them. Hallelujah. This is the reason why a lot of believers find it difficult to adjust to the word of God, because we have our own ideologies that we came to the kingdom with. Hallelujah. And when you come, you create a little space and say, "Lord, let your word stay here while culture stays here, while my mindset stays here. No, the Lord is going to say, my word comes to take away and bring in the new. The word of God does not come into you to share space with other ideologies. For a lie is anything that God did not say. No matter how true it is, listen, no matter how real it is. So as far as God is concerned, the sickness in your body is a lie because he never spoke it to you. So you bring that lie before him and allow him the truth. When you know the truth, that truth will set you free. Are you getting blessed tonight? Obedience. Say after me, I receive grace to be obedient. Yes, there are so many things, so many families have given Satan access to their lives. Prayer warriors notwithstanding. Bible study teachers notwithstanding. Pastors notwithstanding. I'll take just one example in the area of obedience. Hallelujah. To be addressing the issue. One of the issues that the Lord emphasized to me again and again is the issue of poverty. Hallelujah. There are many families that Satan has entered in and kept them perpetually bound. Do you know poverty is not lack of money? Poverty is the influence of demonic spirits upon your mind that hinders you from obeying the principles of God as regards your finances. Hallelujah. The economic principle of God is tied to the law of sowing and reaping. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. It told Noah, he said, as far as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Shall not cease. Hallelujah. No matter how much anointing oil you bring, even if they draw a cross on your whole body, there are principles. Are you listening to me? Malachi chapter 3. That's the foundation on which the blessing of the Lord in the life of a believer is hinged on. From verse 8, it says, will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? I hope you know he was talking to his covenant nation, Israel. He was not speaking to the heathen nation. Will a man rob God? He said, wherein have we robbed me? He says, but he said, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and what? Say after me, tithes and offerings. The Bible says, verse 9, it says, you are cursed with a curse. Listen, this one is not the curse of the law. Is the cause of disobedience and robbery. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10, it says, bring ye all. How many? Help me, follow me. How many? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. It says, and prove me, test me. I stake my reputation at this. Herewith said the Lord of hosts, if I will not, blessing number one, open the windows of heaven. The last time the windows of heaven were open, we saw that quails and manna fell. He said, prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven. Open heavens. Number two, and pour you out a blessing, not many blessings, pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. Blessing number three, it says, and I will rebuke. The only place in scripture where God says, I will handle Satan for you,
other part is saying resist the devil and he will flee. But this one, it says, on account of being a faithful tither, I will rebuke the devourer. There are many families that what they are suffering is the activity of the devourer. They thought it was because they didn't have job. Now your father got a job. Now he's even a director. Nothing has changed. That's the devourer. The moment you receive your salary, that's when everybody in your village is sick. And then it just goes. The moment the money is finished, they become well by themselves. No prayer, no oil, no nothing. It's called the devourer. You buy a new car. You say, let me just test it. And you come back with only the glass of the car because of a fatal accident that happened somewhere. That's called a devourer. Are you listening to me? The devourer. It says, and he, that means the devourer is a person, not a thing. Still talking about the devourer. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before her time in the field, saith the Lord. Verse 12, it says, and all nations shall do what? That's a testimony they will give about your life. All nations shall testify that you are blessed. He said, for ye shall be a delightsome land. Beulah, a delightsome land. These are the seven prophetic blessings that follow tithers. Every time you talk about anything, believers are excited. The moment you talk about finances, everybody just starts looking for things to do. Handkerchief to clean their face. Do you have biro? When you don't respect the principles of God, he will not honor you. Are you listening to me? So this is not just the issue of prayer. Many stingy believers want to cover the place of tithing for prophet offering. Prophet offering is not tithing. I don't care if you give the prophet your whole life. That's not tithe. A tithe is a tenth portion. Let me shock many of you. I'm going to say something that would disturb your spirit small. Your tithe is not 20% of your income. Your tithe is 10%, period, and full stop. Many men of God teach plenty because more money will come. Tithe is 10%. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Where God calls a man and gives him a rhema to give 90% of his tithe, you cannot teach that as a theory to the church because it's not the universal character of God. This is a rhema that one person was sectioned out. Are you listening to me? So many believers believe that when you don't tithe and the devourer comes, you just run to a man of God and buy two new shoes. What is your size? 44. And then you just drop and say, please pray for me. No. Listen. Let me tell you something. Men of God are not herbalists, although some are, but real men of God are not herbalists. So you don't try to bend spiritual principles using the anointing as an excuse. I don't have much. Me that they are giving me 2,000. Listen, don't say the day I have money I will give. You will never have. It is your giving that will take you to that point. So number one, tithing. Bishop Oedeko calls it your kingdom insurance. Hallelujah. Number two is your giving. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Let me give you my version. Don't give and what will happen? Say it. It will not be given unto you. Period and full stop. There is no point wasting your time asking. Don't give and it shall not be given unto you. The lives of our family members are testimonies to this scripture. Their greed and stingy nature has kept them. Will it be enough for me? Every time God wants to bless you, he compels something to leave you. Read your Bible. We jump those places. We jump them and just read the end of the story and the blessings that follow. Are you following me now? Miracle service. Philippians 4:19. Paul says, my God shall supply. Hold on. He was talking to givers. Start reading from verse 12. Don't jump to verse 19. Start reading from verse 12. those who committed themselves to give. And Paul said, my God. Many of you say, my God shall supply my need. That blessing is from a receiver to a giver. Paul said, my God shall supply your needs, you who have given. But many of us, you are the giver, you are the receiver. My God shall supply my needs. Read your Bible. That's not what it says. No matter who you are, let me tell you something. God is no respecter of persons, but is a respecter of his principles. Make up your mind that you will begin to tithe. But I've been tithing for 1 year, I didn't see any results. Continue. The Bible says, if the cloud be full of rain, they will empty themselves. Are you listening to me? Be committed. Don't come to the house of God empty-handed. I know there are ministers that have turned the whole money thing. Everything in church is money, 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 money. You sow for everything. Everything. Even teaching that you don't understand, you just run and come and drop seed. I'm not against coming to drop seed. Are you listening to me? I'm just saying that God is more interested in our growth than our religion. Hallelujah. Very important. When you tithe and you give, whenever you hear that there is a project in the house of God, don't keep quiet and say, these people want to eat our money again. No, no. Take it seriously. Solomon said, I will not give God what will cost me nothing. The Bible says he bought a land and offered therein 1,000 burnt offerings. And the Bible says that same night, not the next day, he didn't send an angel. God himself came and said, Solomon, you have touched me. The Bible says, gather unto me my people, they that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. If you are not an ardent giver, forget about increase. Are you getting blessed tonight? You see that this is not just the issue of fasting and prayer or confessing the word of God. You must do. Many of us are tithers. You only tithe once. Then after 4 months, you think God is afraid of you. Let me tell you something. If God the Father did not spare Jesus when he became a sinner, he will not spare you. We need to understand this. Jesus turned to the Father and said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And the Father did not respond. Hallelujah. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. So your first determination tonight is that you will become a tither. Buy envelopes. Don't look for it when the money comes. Your needs are plenty. Buy envelopes. Your tithe is not your last 10%. When you do everything, you just calculate 170, 2005, 85. Then you just check your pocket. Some of you come to give tithes. Let me teach you how to give tithes. Don't just squeeze money and put in your pocket, and while they are praying, you are just checking, and 200 naira comes, you push it down, you bring 100 naira, I say, God knows it's 1,000. And then you stand. The Bible says, honor the Lord. It didn't say give to the Lord your tithe. Bring it to honor the Lord. How do you honor someone? When you cook food, to honor somebody, you put it in your hand and say, taste and see if it's sweet. You package it. Are you listening to me? Buy envelopes. As soon as money comes into your hands, you may not be able to give tithes of 200, 300, 400, but this is what I do. Some of those little amounts, you can't pick out tithes from 10 errors, 1 error. So when a bulk amount comes, I remove, and by faith, I remove what I call a representative fraction. I say, Lord, I know that it was within the range of 1 to 5,000 naira that came as miscellaneous. I'm adding this 500 naira by faith, and I'm releasing it to cover for it. Are you listening to me? Be faithful in your tithing. We live in a hostile country, people. Don't you think that your lack of adherence to God's word will be good for you? Begin to build, send vapor to the cloud right now. Let your clouds be full, so that when you begin to step out, it will begin to rain. Hallelujah. One last thing I'll talk about for finance and then I'm done. The Bible never said God will send money from heaven.
There have been a few miracles like that in the fish and the rest, but they didn't happen many times, meaning it will happen many times that way in your life. You open your wallet one day and saw 1,000. It will not continue to happen every day. That was a miracle to salvage you, encourage you, and show you God's love. Hallelujah. When you tithe and you give, listen to me, the heavens are open over you. The favor of God comes upon you. Let me tell you something. The favor of God does not bring you financial freedom. The favor of God sets you on a pace and brings seed for you, brings wisdom for you, brings the connection for you. It is your application of the principles of God. That's why you can give and say, a breakthrough happened. Somebody called me and they gave me a job. Somebody called me and they gave me a 10 million naira. That's not all you need in this life. That's a seed that is supposed to meet wisdom that is already waiting, and it should change your life. Are you listening to me? The place of diligence in building yourself. There are many of us that all of the laws of finances, we have neglected them. I've been shouting this thing for years. You will never get blessed above your mindset. God himself will stop you from getting there. There are many stingy and greedy people. They know nothing about money. There are many ministries. They know nothing about financial planning. They know nothing about leadership and corporate finance and administration. Yet they want God to bless them with 1 billion. He will not. It doesn't work that way. Let me show you something quickly. Matthew 25. I shared this scripture somewhere. I think I was talking to a few people. Let me show you something very interesting, and then we'll wrap up. I want us to really receive. I don't just want us to come and laugh and rejoice. It's not fair. You are spending your time. Some of us are coming from far and from near. Matthew 25, are you there? It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto what? Then, the first revelation is they are all virgins. Are you listening to me? So the story is about 10 virgins. Not 5 virgins and 5 other castaways or prostitutes. 10 virgins. It says, they took their lamps. Thy word is a what? Lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That means they had the word of God. Are you listening to me? They had the word of God. Let's read on. And went forth to meet the bridegroom. Verse 2. 5 of them were wise. So 10 of them took lamps. But the Bible says 5 were wise. And 5 were foolish. Although they were virgins, although they were believers, although they were the bride of the bridegroom, the Bible says 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Read on. And they that were foolish, this is what they did that made them foolish. They took lamps, so they had the word of God. Are you listening to me? But the Bible says, and they took no oil with it. I hope you know the lamp was burning. When you read from Amplified, it tells you extra oil. Not just oil. There was already oil. Hallelujah. That's a type of the inspiration, the anointing, the grace of the Spirit. But the wise took extra oil in their vessels. Not the lamp. But the Bible says we have this treasure in where? Now, he said they took extra oil in their vessels. Follow me. I want to show you a powerful revelation. So, that's what made some wise. They only catered for now. And every time, there are many of you in church, the moment they begin to... be this. The Bible says the foolish ones were myopic. They took their lamp. They did not know that it requires more oil because it's burning. The Bible says the wise ones took extra. There are things God is giving you now that are extra. They don't look spiritual, but these are the extra oil. When you tithe, when you give, God opens you those extra ideas, those extra information. You just step into a bookstore and you see a book. Management, and God is saying, buy it.
He said, but God, I'm a faithful usher. God is saying, get it, extra oil. The foolish people say, no, I'm just looking for anointing. If it's anointing and five ways to study your Bible, God is saying, get those extra oil. Listen, this is very important. The Bible says some got extra oil, some did not. And all of them went in. Watch what happened. All of them slept because they were waiting for the bridegroom and he didn't come. The Bible says at a particular point there was a shout and they said, rise up, the bridegroom is here. What happened? Because it had been burning. Those who had extra oil in their vessels did what? They found out that there was an emergency situation, and so they had to take advantage of the extra oil. Are you listening to me? And now they began to pour it and the alarm came back. And those who were foolish, what happened to them? The Bible says they had no oil. They had lamp. The lamp was burning, but it was about to die. And it was obvious that it was not enough to sustain them till the arrival of the bridegroom. Guess what happened? In any case, you will still buy that extra vessel. The trouble is, when they began to say, help us, the people say, no, we cannot help you. We got enough for ourselves. They say, go to the buyers. That means the buyers were always there. But the people neglected it when the buyers were marketing and saying, come and buy extra oil. Say, no. Are you not seeing how bright my lamp is? They say, it may not make sense now. We don't know how long the bridegroom will stay. They say, no, he will come now. Are you getting blessed? When the Lord showed me this, it opened me up. Everything God leads me to, I don't play again. If God says, learn something about sweeping, go ahead. You're a man of God, but learn it, extra oil. Are you listening to me? The Bible says to a point that there will be no room to contain it, because a day will come when the lamp of many will be growing dim. Paul had his knowledge of the Jewish culture. A time came, it was not his anointing that saved him. Are you listening to me? The Romans were going to beat him and he said, hold on, let me tell you people something. In the midst of the heat and the suffering, hallelujah, he began to prophesy. In the midst of all of these things, he began to speak. What did he say? He said, I am a Jew. He said, let me tell you, I was trained under Gamaliel, a Pharisee to the core. Suddenly, that was his extra oil. A time came when he escaped and they went to an island called Melita. After the angel appeared to him and he said, there shall be no loss. There was no church and nobody to support him, because they were actually taking him to kill him. The Bible says he went to his tent making, and suddenly his tent making sustained him and he bought a house with it. These were some of the extra oils. Are you listening to me? Get your extra oil. Get your extra oil. Because the revival that is going to happen, let me tell you something. The Bible says, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall not stand before me men, he shall stand before kings. He said, the gift of a man. When you begin to tithe, God grants you opportunities for your gift to rise up. Can I say something very honestly? Many men of God, even those who are rich, don't know why they are rich. That's why they are not teaching their congregation correctly. The men do not understand. Of course, ministry is not business. Are you getting me? But watch this. Assuming Aaron is a CEO of a company and he's sick and dying. Are you listening to me?
Okay, thank you very much.
Hallelujah. And then I lay hands on him and he gets healed. Are you listening to me? And then he decides to say, man of God, the money I would have gone to the hospital with, the 100 million, I sow into your life. Watch this. Is it not the gift of God that work in a man who has disciplined himself to fan it? And he has brought it to meet a need. Is that correct? Are you listening to me? And because the Bible says he shall not stand before me men, he receives the reward. Many of the men of God think it's because they are preachers that they are getting blessed. The answer is no. They have paid the price and they have built something. Are you listening to me? I am blessing you. Is that correct? I am doing something to your mind. God is going to use us to heal you. And so when you come to honor us, it's the same thing that happens when somebody packages a product and goes to give someone and he is blessed for it. Are you listening to me? Because the way men of God teach, they teach it in such a way that everybody wants to be a man of God, because they have made it look like if you're a man of God, you cannot get blessed. What of the person who is not called into a fivefold ministry? How did God package his finances? Are you listening to me? The gift of a man. Don't let anybody deceive you. the gift of a man. God will use your witty inventions. God will use your giftings. God will use your ideas. And he will grant you grace, and the anointing of the Spirit is upon it. And he will open you up to an endless realm of blessings. Say amen. God bless you, sir. After you have done all of this, then you can now begin to pray and speak the word and say, Lord, I speak increase to my finances. And then follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there is no other way I know in the Bible that you will arrive to lasting blessings, even for your family. No matter how hardworking you are, if you are not a tither, you are in trouble. No matter how much you are a tither, you are, if you are not diligent to open yourself to other areas of Christ and other areas of the wisdom of his word, you will not receive anything. The Bible says, get wisdom, get understanding. It said, exalt her and she shall promote you. She shall put an ornament of glory, a crown of glory upon your head where thou dost embrace her. It said, I riches dwell with prudence. Then I have knowledge of witty inventions. He said, with me are riches, wealth, and honor. Yea, durable riches. Say, it's God's desire to bless me. And it's God's desire to bless my family. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be a tither. I kill greed in my life. I am a faithful tither. A consistent tither. I am a giver. Say it, I am a giver. I invest in the house of God. And then God will bless you. The second thing the Lord spoke to me about is fear. Fear. One of the root causes, listen to me, one of the root causes of sicknesses and infirmity is fear. Listen, statistics has it to say that over 80% of the things we fear do not actually happen. 80% of the things we fear don't happen. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15. The Bible says, and to deliver them who through fear have all their lifetime been subject to bondage. What does fear do? It keeps you in bondage. Fear. Fear of the unknown. There are many people, you are working in a hospital, every day you are busy crying and say, hey, will I catch HIV? I'm giving HIV patients this. And the day you touch an HIV patient and the needle touches you, say, hey, it has happened. Fear. 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 You go to see the doctor for a medical checkup and the doctor is reading a book. You think he's nodding over your situation and you start lamenting. Say, hey, it has happened. And that seed is sown into you. Do you realize there are many people who were sick and did not know that were sick? They were very healthy until the day the doctor told them, this is wrong with you. Suddenly, they started emaciating. If the doctor had not told them, I tell you, they would have been bubbling and laughing. The day they had that report, that was the day that ministration of death happened. Fear. Fear of death. You want to travel? Fear. You want to start a business or a company or a corporation? Fear. You want to start a ministry? Fear. The Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of what? Fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God, say, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Fear is a demonic spirit. Many of you, as you are coming for the miracle service, Satan will be speaking to you and say, are you sure? Are you sure you will be healed? This is your situation. Have you not gone? You traveled abroad. You went for healing. You did whatever. You were around in miracle service January, February, March, April. You were not healed. What is the guarantee that you'll be healed now? Prophecies came. Words of knowledge came. But you were not healed. Fear. fear. Fear keeps people in bondage. You must conquer fear.
Are you listening to me?
Say, I refuse to fear. There are many people here. God has been speaking to you. Build your house. Build your house. You just laugh. You check your account and you see there is 10,000 there. God said, build your house. You don't even have the courage to check and see if there is land available. Many of our fathers are like that. They are reaching. Many people, when they begin to reach retirement age, what happens? Fear. They become aggressive. Different kinds of. Do you know that many diseases, high blood pressure, stroke, they are psychological sicknesses. Hallelujah. Many of them are psychological sicknesses. Lack of money, lack of help, lack of trouble, lack of this. A man is giving out his daughter, is afraid. Will she die? Hey, what will happen in this Nigeria? You want to travel abroad. People are laughing with you. You are crying. Will I die? Fear. Say, I refuse to fear. Say it one more time. I refuse to fear. People are not getting married. The moment you check, you are 23 years old. You are going for every counseling you know. They say, how old are you? You say 23. And the woman says, ah. So what's the hurry for? You say, forget, oh, I'm not playing. That's how the ones who went before me waited. Now they are 37. Fear. And Satan begins to minister fear to you. I hope the word of God is setting you free, because that's a miracle some of you need right now. You write an exam and you did well. You cross-check it and you got everything, but you are more afraid than the people who didn't even do the exam. You are going around meeting the lecturer. Please just solve the questions. Let me just be sure. Ah, hey, the way this thing is doing, my heart. Many diseases that we have today are as a result of fear. Are you listening to me? No matter how hands are laid on you, if you do not conquer that fear, it will come back. Have you seen people come again and again to join healing lines? They are healed, they go back, then they come back again. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. Hallelujah. I refuse to fear. Let the courage. Joshua, when Moses gave him the baton, he looked at 2.something million people, angry people, and Joshua was afraid, and God said, be strong. Come on, be strong. You're a young man, but be strong and courageous. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Say, the Lord is with me. I refuse to be afraid. Your father calls you and says, Tor, you're of age now. 200 level is not a joke. I didn't get to 200 level. You start paying your school fees from now. And you receive that news, and fear comes. You suddenly begin to check, which of my uncles, which of my aunties. Every time an angel appears to bring us messages from God, what do they start? Fear not. They know the people they are dealing with. So they say, fear not. Relax. Fear not. Tell yourself, fear not. Hallelujah. Someone met me one time and said, the way you walk and you do the things that you do, don't you think you need rest? You know, this is how it starts. One day, high blood pressure comes. I said, the day you hear that I have high blood pressure, I say it with all authority and by the sure mercies of God, you know that's a lie. There is no reason. There is no reason. Hallelujah. The worst that can happen is that I will die. When I die, people mourn and say, Joshua Selman. And then that's all. After 2 weeks, you continue. No matter how you love me, you will cry and continue life. No matter how I love you, I will go and leave you and look at and join the cloud of witnesses and say, Aaron, fire. Hallelujah. Fear of death is the greatest kind of fear. When you conquer that one, you are alive. Until you conquer the fear of death, you are still existing. Hallelujah. I was coming back from Lagos this morning, and see, I'm telling you, it will take a long time for Nigerians to recover from what happened, the plane crash. I mean, I saw somebody videotaping, as in from his phone, his BlackBerry.
He sat in front of me and he was just snapping everything. I said, what is going on in this guy's mind now? He's saying, in case. Oh, our hearts go for the families we prayed for them here and we encouraged them. But I want you to be full of faith. Your fear does not help anything. It hurts everything. Fear has never helped any man. 10 spies, 12 spies came back. And 10 said, he said, Moses, you're a wicked man. Thank God we came back alive. Are you joking? We ate of the fruit, but we are not going there again. Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able. Let us go up at once. At once. Many of you are afraid to confront your life. Hallelujah. To confront yourself. Go and apply for a job. You say, me, I read psychology. Eh? And the Holy Spirit is saying, go and drop your offer in the bank. You are saying, psychology, third class. I can't mock myself. I've laughed at myself alone in the room. Fear. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get married. God is telling you that's your wife. Fear. And every time you just pass and say, "Hey, God," and you do as if you are going to the bathroom. And you say, "Lord, how do I compose myself?" Bible says, when you stand before them, you shall not think of what to say. For in that very hour, it will not be you speaking. And all the brothers say, he said, I will give you a wisdom and a mouthpiece that your enemies will not be able to resist nor gainsay. It's called anakazo, the compelling power of the Spirit. So you better start listening to what your father and mother is telling you. Hallelujah. The last thing, joy. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. I know many of us don't know where this scripture is. We always quote it. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. The reason why many believers are weak is because we lack joy. Nehemiah chapter 8. It says, are you there? Okay. Nehemiah chapter 8. Listen. Hallelujah. Listen. It says, and he said, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. He said, for this day is holy unto our God. Neither be ye sorry, afraid, intimidated. He said, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you know there are many weak people? They are weak because they don't know what is wrong with them. It's lack of joy. He said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, not a merry mouth. Joy is not just laughing. A merriment of your heart. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. But a broken spirit, who can bear? Lack of joy. There are many diseases right now that I'm telling you, as I'm speaking, you'll be living. Suddenly you find out that your blood pressure is coming back to normal. No prayer. The joy of the Lord becomes strength for you in the spirit. The Bible says, for with joy shall you draw out of the wells of salvation. The word salvation there in the Greek is the word soteria, healing, prosperity, breakthrough, with joy. With joy. Hallelujah. The system designs people to be angry. Hallelujah. Just go on the street and see everybody. Drivers are angry. Conductors are angry. Those entering the car are angry. Government officials are angry. You want to listen to the news. The moment the song, you know, the song is playing, you're already frowning. Let's see what they will tell us. It's eating your spirit. And the next thing, you wake up with pains all over your body. They go to the hospital, they cannot find what it is. I tell you, it's lack of joy. 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 Even medical science tells us that happy and joyful people live long. Hallelujah. There are some of you, because of anger, your face has assumed that shape. Even when you are happy, people have to find out whether you are really so or not.
makes you hostile to your wife, hostile to your husband, hostile to your children. Lack of joy. There are many of you, as soon as you are going to meet your parents, they are angry, not because they are not happy to see you. Fear, lack of joy. They know school fees will come and other things, and unnecessary anger. Why is there too much salt in this food? And you know there's no too much salt. Lack of joy. Are you getting blessed tonight? There are many of you, you are angry with your roommates. 1 month ago, they used your pot, they didn't wash it. Lack of joy is spirit. You go to pray and you cannot pray. After 10 minutes, you didn't even know when you stopped, and you are thinking, I just said, bah, 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 bah. You are angry. A broken spirit, the Bible calls it. Hallelujah. Yes. We have people who are angry, sad, angry at the government, angry at your lecturer. The moment your lecturer steps in, you are eyeing the person all through. You don't even know the lecture has started. Angry at exams. You see timetable, you just stand. Why? See, cultivate an attitude of joy. Are you listening to me? You're cooking. Your roommates don't know whether they are the ones hurting you or you are just angry. You are hissing 20 times. The people who are laughing with you, they don't know whether they are the ones who have offended you or not. Hallelujah. Lack of joy.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is my strength.
Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. As we begin to minister to you, be happy, be excited. Let me tell you something. Satan can never dwell in the realm where there is joy and praises. That's why the Bible says God himself inhabits the praises of his people. Once your life is full of joy, you are happy, you are excited. Not necessarily, you are not eating, no, you are hungry. But you are excited. You are even comforting somebody who just finished a plate of amala, and the person is sad, and you are comforting the person, and the person says, have you eaten? You say no. Let's say you mean it. Someone is shouting and angry and say, my father didn't send me money. And you see someone who tells you, you are lucky, I don't even have a father and a mother, but I call him faithful. It's only 30,000 naira they are sending to me. And somebody says the only thing they gave him from the village was half of his transport, and faith took him, and now he's in final year. What is killing your joy? I know it looks very simple. The first time I had this was, I had Joan Hunter, the daughter of Charles and Francis Hunter, talking about it. And one day the Lord opened my eyes, and I began to see that many sicknesses are as a result of lack of joy. It eats you up. You see someone getting lean, it's not HIV, it's not liver problem. A young man of 21 thinking as if he's 50 years. You are not married, you don't have a wife, you are just thinking. Hallelujah. From the day you wrote jam, you are thinking, you are just thinking. Once you see any letter, U and M, it stresses you. You and me, jam. Can you learn to be confident in life and allow the joy of the Spirit come upon you? The Lord asked me to preach these things. Disobedience, fear, and lack of joy. A merry heart doeth good. Why did he link a merry heart to medicine? It has a therapeutic effect. Where you smile and you are happy. You see your roommates and you get up and say, bless you. Bless you. Your roommate is frowning. Say, there's no problem. I know, I'm sorry. Say, God, over my dead body for me to say I'm sorry. I've been keeping quiet. I'm not a fool. I will let you know that I'm not stupid. What is killing you? Can't you see? when you hold someone down, part of you must be down to keep holding the person. So you will never move forward yourself. When you release people and let them go, lack of joy brings offense. Everything annoys you. Food that you know is nice, why is there bone in this fish as if this is the first time you are eating it? You get angry at your boss in office, you get angry at everybody. When you come to church, you just look and say, why is Ike smiling as he's playing that keyboard? Can't he keep quiet? Why must the protocol stand here? You see, let me tell you, when there is no joy, you become edgy. You are offended. Everything gets you angry. Why did my room and my seatmate put perfume? He's reacting one kind. Oh God, your problem is lack of joy. That's why people laugh under the anointing. A renaissance of joy. God brings joy. Even God sits in the heavens and laughs. So as we arise and begin to trust God to do a quick work in this place tonight, I want you to know that once there is joy in you and there is no fear, many of you may not really need any miracle for your body again. You will suddenly stand up and find out that that pain is not there, because that's the strength that Satan had. You call it fever. You call it recurrent fever. But now you are seeing that the real thing is lack of joy. Worry. The Bible dedicated one whole chapter to address the issue of worry. He said, who among you by worrying will add a cubit to his hair? He said, look, consider the lilies of the field. They do not sow nor reap. They are breaking a law. Yet, your heavenly Father provides for them. He says, not even Solomon adorned in all his regalia is as one of these. Is God not faithful? Is he not faithful? That you are alive today is proof that there is hope for your life. I have HIV. They've told me I'll live for 2 years. Whose report will you believe? Let the joy of the Spirit radiate through you. Rise up on your feet. Go ahead and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God will do amazing things in this place shortly. Bless the Lord. Praise to be obedient. Make sure you are praying. Grace to be obedient. Pray against fear. I conquer fear. The fear of death. Fear of failure. Fear of sickness. Fear of my needs being met. God is able. What God does not give you, you cannot get. Where God does not take you, you cannot go. Fear of marriage. Fear of children. Fear of the past. Lift your voice and say, I conquer fear. Fear that brings depression. Fear that empowers Satan to keep sickness in your body. Command fear to go. I stop being afraid of who sponsor me. Whether the business idea will thrive, whether the ministry will thrive, whether I'll get married, whether I'll build a house, whether I'll graduate, conquer that fear. Whether my project will be received, whether I'll be promoted in my office. Pray, I conquer that fear in the name of the Lord Jesus. Will the sickness leave me? Yes, it will. Now go ahead and prophesy. Say, joy. I've got joy. It's like a river. the joy of the Spirit becomes strength to my bones. That my grain goes. Offense, unforgiveness, all the things that lack of joy brings. Prophesy. Say, my spirit will not be broken. The Bible says, a broken spirit, who can bear? Lack of joy can kill. Lack of joy will depress you. I choose to be full of joy. Joy. The oil of gladness. The garment of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, as we begin to minister, we're going to be very fast because of time. Hallelujah. God is going to be bringing instant miracles to people. Hallelujah. When that happens, please, it's good to testify. Once, even if the miracle has not been complete, once it has started, locate the ushers very quickly. Let's see if we can have a few testimonies. We'll be really fast. We may not be able to go into so much of details. Hallelujah. Where is the family that came from Bauchi? Let's start from there. This is not word of knowledge. I was told, where is the family that came from Bauchi? Are you here? Come out quickly, inside and outside. All right, come quick. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the way from Bauchi, I want you to know that you will not go back the same. Are you listening to me? But the devil is oppressing you. I'm seeing a whirlwind around you. This is what I'm seeing. You have been so oppressed. Hallelujah. You believe that? Hallelujah. And God will set you free by the power of the Holy Spirit. You came all the way because you have faith. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he may destroy the works of the evil one. Hallelujah. I pray for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thou devil, take your hands off his body. Hold my hands. Just hold my hands in the way of this. I command that devil of be delivered right now. I set you free. See, I see that the plan is even to take his life before the end of this year. This is the plan, to kill this guy. You see that they'll go and lock you up in a place where they lock madmen, and from there you will just sleep and you will not wake up. It happened last year. You see that? It happened last year. They went and locked him. Psychiatrist at this same time. The plan is that this, at the beginning of next month, you are supposed to go to a psychiatry, and that's where you go and die.
Praise the Lord. Last year, same time, this month, I was being locked due to some, at least some demonic attacks, which influenced me in order to attack my parents with weapons. And I was arrested by the police.
Iron, metal, knife. I'm seeing it right before me.
I was arrested by the policeman. Later on, they now found out that I was mentally affected. They took me to the psychiatry. But to God be the glory, the psychiatrist overall there says I'm not mad, but it seems and possess.
No, you'll be free right now. Oh no, come on, you came for koinonia. You will know you met God tonight. I listen. God reveals to redeem. If God has revealed your situation, you'll be free from it. The scourging tongues of men, the influences of friends, look at them right before you. Listen, look at me. Love is a command, relationship is not. Wave your friends goodbye where you go to bow. Are you listening to me? Many of your friends are not good people. Are you listening to me? Tell them goodbye and come to church and find healthy friends who love God and are serious. But I want to pray for you right now. Are you listening to me? Say in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I am free.
In the name of Jesus.
I am free.
I'm free.
All right. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I release the power of God upon you right now. No, 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 not you. I'm praying for you now. I command that devil influencing you over your mind now. Be free. Be gone by the power of the Holy Spirit. Psychosomatism, go. Demonic influence, go. From today, you begin to behave normally. Now, right now, right here. In the name of Jesus Christ, see, something is happening to you. I'm seeing like something is leaving you. That's what I'm seeing. Something is coming out from inside you. That's what God is showing me. In the name of Jesus, I command that demonic thing to leave you right now. Hallelujah. There's a wild spirit that entered this guy. I command that devil, come out of him right now. Come out of him right now. Come out of him right now. In the name of Jesus, look, see what is happening. You see the way he's breathing? This is the power of God. In the name of Jesus, I pronounce you free, liberty for you. Liberty from today, no more returning to the psychiatry. By faith, I call you perfectly whole. In the name of Jesus, let me pray for you. You are free. You are free, sir. God is bringing restoration to your family. Are you listening to me? Financial restoration. God is blessing your family. Who is Suleiman? Do you know anybody called Suleiman? I'm seeing a name, Suleiman. No, no, I'm saying it may not be related to your family. I'm just saying, who is Suleiman? You know anyone called Suleiman? Who is he? Muhammad Suleiman is your brother.
Yes.
Go and tell him that the Lord is going to bring him into a great season of favor. Suleiman, the Lord says I should tell you. Go and tell Suleiman. Are you listening to me? What does he do?
He just finished his HND at Federal Polytechnic Bauchi State.
But God is saying, I should tell you, go and tell him. I didn't know that he has just finished.
Up to now, he's disturbing me to bring my credentials. He's disturbing me every day to
saying.
Bring.
Go and tell him that the Lord says that he's entering a new season of financial favor. I pray for all of you as a family right now. Stretch your hands, saints of God, in 1 minute. Let's pray for them. You came all the way from Bauchi. Return with testimonies. Perfection upon this gentleman, and then upon you, all of you, you will carry an anointing and go back with it in the name of Jesus. I pray that the fire of the Spirit will burn in you. The fire of the Spirit will burn in you. The fire of the Spirit, for God will use you mightily, my brother. You will be used as a mighty tool in the hands of God. You will be a great teacher of the word, and you will move in signs and wonders. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. God bless you. Go back to your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The couple that came from Abuja or Kaduna, you called me, you spoke with me about it. Hakim, is he here? Come. Look at me, my dear. It will end right now. Look at me. Look at me. I want you to look at me.
It will end right now, not later. Are you listening to me? I want you to go tomorrow, find the nearest hospital and go and conduct a test. Are you listening to me? It will end right now. The power of God, I'm going to minister to you. I already sense the power of God for you. Oh yes, you will be healed. Lift your hands. The power of God comes upon you strong. Thou devil, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out of her now. Come out of her now. Come out of her now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fire of God burn every chaff inside you right now. The fire of God comes upon you strong. Every chaff be burned now. 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 In the name of Jesus. That devil of infirmity leaves you. It leaves you. It leaves you. It leaves you. Boy, the power of God is upon this lady. Come, sir. What do you do? You work with?
With the NDA, Nigerian Defense Academy.
Nigerian Defense Academy. Are you due for promotion?
Not yet.
You are not yet due for promotion. God will do something in your life that will shock your colleagues. Are you listening to me? Because I saw something like soldier cap. That's why I'm asking you but you are not a military man. So what are you doing in NDA?
An accountant there.
You are an accountant there. Okay. God is going to promote you and he will increase you. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a file. What is this file that I'm seeing? Is there a problem in your office? Problem in your office. You are afraid to tell me. See, there is no shame here. This is the family of God. There is a problem in your office. There is a problem in your office. Money that was released for something, and I know there is a problem in your office. God is revealing it to help you. You work in the accounts department. You know the way soldiers are, they'll just send all of you away. But God wants to promote you. So just don't take nonsense. But let me pray for you right now. The Lord says for me to release upon you an oil of gladness above your fellows. Hallelujah. You believe that? In the name of the Lord Jesus, an oil of gladness comes upon you strong. Receive it right now. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. An oil of gladness. You go back with a mantle of glory. Please, two of you come. You and her, hold your hands together. For what God has joined, let no man put asunder. In the name of Jesus, I declare, no death. You will have children by the power of God. No one will resist you. Not sickness, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Appreciate them, please. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how we'll do it, but we'll be really fast. Praise God. Will be really, really, really fast. If you came here with any heart problem, please come out quickly. Run out quickly. Heart problem, hole in your heart. Any heart problem, please, let's save time. Heart problem, come out quickly. Heart problem. Those with heart problem, hole in your heart, and breathing problem as a result of. Quick, please come out. We have to be really fast. All of you lift your hands. Those who are sick, the power of God will begin to come upon you like heat. The moment that happens, as soon as I pray for these people, I want those people to come out quickly. Heart problems. It will go, look at me, my dear. What's wrong with you? It's going to leave you now. Of her, in the name of Jesus, perfection for you and wholeness. Go back to your seat. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. You, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Go and check yourself. Do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. Locate the ushers the moment you get healing. God bless you. There's no time to waste. In the name of Jesus. What's wrong with you? pneumonia. It's not just pneumonia, you have bronchitis too. You have bronchitis. The Lord heals you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Perfection for you in the name of Jesus. Perfection. What's wrong with you?
Pneumonia and swollen heart.
The swollen heart, yes. It's unusually enlarged, yes. On one side of the heart,
yes.
The Lord heals you now. Yes, I see it in the name of Jesus. I command perfection. Be healed now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands as I begin to release the healing power of God inside and outside. You're going to feel this is the sign God gives me. Hallelujah. Heat will come on your hand. Many of you, as you will be healed right there. Some of you will come out. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release the healing power right now according to the instruction of the Holy Spirit. All over this building, let the heat, the fire of God is coming already upon you. The moment you sense that you're sick and you sense the heat, is heat. That's what God tells me. Heat. Real heat on your hands. I'd like you to leave your seat and come quickly. Quickly. Don't think about it. Leave your seat and come quickly. It's happening to men inside and outside. Ushers, help them and let them come. The moment that heat happens to you, the Lord is showing me, please hurry up. We don't have time to waste. Hallelujah. The heat coming upon your hands. Run out quickly. It's happening to people. I'm seeing it in the spirit. Don't walk. Run inside and outside. Inside and outside. Inside and outside. It's happening to people. That's the instruction God gives me. Heat. Strong heat on your hands. It doesn't matter what is wrong with you. Bring them quickly. Kapabara kapata katapata. Rande kaposke fatila kabai. Mambreta paria da kasebunda. Regete kaboshe proste paria. That heat. Lift your hands, everybody. Oh, let the heat come outside. Let it come upon you. Let's just flow as the Spirit works. That heat is the healing anointing. Satan, you're a liar. Heat quickly. As that heat happens. As that heat happens to your hands. Please hurry up. At the back. At the back. That heat is coming upon you. There's a healing power of Jesus to bad places. Healed by the power of God. A lump in the breast, the left breast, a lump in the left breast, being healed. Hallelujah. Look at me. All of you who came out here, I pronounce you healed totally. Young lady, please stand up. What is wrong with you? Your teeth, it will go now. Are you listening to me? Go! Now, in the name of Jesus. Please stand up. What's wrong with you? Out of her! In the name of Jesus. Bring this lady for me. Let her go. I declare in the name of Jesus. Let her go by the power of the Holy Spirit. Everything around your stomach area leaves you. In the name of Jesus. All of you in front, I declare upon them. Please, servants of God, can we just come and lay hands on the people as they make contact and seal the healing power of God upon you. immediately you are healed. Go back and check yourself. In the name of Jesus, perfection for you. Perfection for you. Perfection as they pray for you. As they pray for you. As they pray for you, receive it now. As they pray for you. Andy, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you to heal. Let the power of God touch you right there. Perfection for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Those under the oppression of Satan, the power of God will come upon some of you now. Ushers, let me help those people inside and outside. Lift your hands right now. I release the power of the Holy Spirit, the influence of Satan over your life. Let it go now, 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 now. Bring them out. Take it, take it, take it. Fall upon you. Every agreement with Satan, every agreement with death outside, the power of God is falling on some people. I command every demon, every devil, go, come out of God's people. Go, come out of God's people. For you, no enchantment against Jacob, no enchantment, no divination. Lift your hands. The power of God is setting men free. I see change, change in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, demonic change. Let men be free. The power of God is falling on someone at the back. My God. Hallelujah. This is not all of them. We're all going to shout the name Jesus once. Ushers, bring all of those people under the influence of the Spirit. That devil is a liar. You came for a miracle service tonight. At the count of three, shout it as loud as you can. The power of God will fall upon many of you outside. I'm seeing it. One, two, three. Now, those of you outside, at the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus. There are still some of you outside. Are you ready? One, two, three. All of you here, that devil is a liar. come out of her now. In the name of Jesus, out of her, come out of her. That serpentine spirit, that's what I mean. Come out of her. Come out of her. At the count of three, you and all your demons and devils will leave God's people now. All of you in front, there is fire upon my hands, and the Lord says for me to release it. And at the count of three, I release it. That devil cannot remain. One, two, three. I release that fire across every one of you. Satan, I command you, come out of these ones. I speak liberty, liberty. One person outside, at the rear end outside, the power of God comes upon you. The power of God comes upon you. You are supposed to be here. Hallelujah. Zainab. Who is Zainab? Zainab. I'm hearing the name Zainab. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see. Ministers, let's see how we can squeeze. Even if it's five minutes, we'll do it very quickly. So they just come, release words. We're out of time. We need to pray. We need to pray for the request. Please come. Okay, so Jamfa, you come. Please. You can be able to take some time.
While I was praying, the Lord showed me a vision. I saw heaps of envelopes. And God says there's going to be a supernatural release of jobs tonight. If you believe, you just connect with it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we prophesy under this atmosphere, let there be supernatural release of jobs for your people, supernatural release of jobs for your people, supernatural release of jobs for your people, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord gives me the name Tope. I hear the name Tope. You have sickness in your body. If the Tope that I'm talking about is here, just run quickly. Papa, if the Lord gives you the name Papa.
Papa, if you are Papa here, quickly, please.
Just come here,
your
case. If you are the one,
don't waste time. Hurry up, please.
The Lord wants to heal Papa. Father, Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Just lift up your hands. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch her body now. Touch her. Touch her and bring healing to her. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release healing. Right now, go in the name of Jesus around your stomach region. I command supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. Go, you're free. The Lord gives me another name again, Halima. I see Halima has this Halima that the Lord is talking about. You have sickness in your body, Halima, and you've been looking for a job. You've been seeking for a job for a while. If the Lord is talking about maybe your sister or your here, just run out quickly. Lord, thank you. Tony, I just want you to lift up your hands. I hear the Lord speaking to me about your father. God says there's a work of healing that he wants to do in his body. you are aware that he has a challenge in his body, something connected to the blood region. God says he wants to do that work of healing in his body. And I hear God says within now the next 1 year, there shall be supernatural open doors for him as he connects on in high places. God says that connection shall even come somewhere around Abuja. That's where I'm seeing, outside of this group. And I declare that release in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mommy, just lift up your hands. God says he wants to touch you. God says you have been afraid and you have been carrying fear in your heart. There's a pain that you have carried in your heart for many years. Something even connected to your husband. God wants to heal that pain. A loss connected to your husband. Mommy, where is he? Where is your husband? Look at me, mommy.
He's late.
Your husband is late. That's what I'm talking about. The pain of your husband's death that you have carried in your heart for many years. God says he's going to heal that right now. And God says he's also going to touch your body. I see pain around your joints that God is going to heal. Around your knee region and your waist. I'd like you to just put your hand on your waist right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we command healing, 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 healing in the name of Jesus. And God says death shall not come near your home. I see a business you are doing right now that God is beginning to prosper. Lord, we command that prosperity. Let that door be opened supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The Lord brings total healings to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. My sister, God says, is breaking the hold of disappointment around your life. Disappointment even connected to men. You've had disappointment from one man to another. Several men have disappointed you. I'm sorry. But like you said, this is the family of God. Just put your hands on your head. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I break that curse. I break that curse. I break it now, now, now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Mommy, God says he's bringing restoration. Say the injustice that you have experienced around you. God says he's breaking that hold in the name of Jesus. I will see some things connected to your late husband. And God says they shall call you. They shall call you and they shall seek to help you. I release that favor in the name of Jesus. God says for the people that he has sent to help you that will fly away from you, they are beginning to come to you right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord gives me the name happiness. Happiness, happiness, happiness. If you are here, just quickly. Happiness, happiness. There's something the Lord is showing me about your family. Happiness. Happiness. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you because you are breaking that yoke over her family right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I say, lady who walked into this place, you came in with your with a liver disease. You came in with a liver disease. Just lift up your hands. You came in here with a liver disease. Just lift up your hands quickly. They told me that you have liver inflammation. Wherever you are, just lift up your hands. Let me command healing into your body. Lord, we command healing to those ones. With that liver disease, we command healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. God says he's breaking stagnation from your family. The financial situation that your fathers have to struggle with, God says he's breaking that hold right now. I hear God says harvest is coming. Harvest is coming. Harvest is coming. Harvest is coming. And God says I take away sickness from him right now. Am I saying the truth? God wants to heal your father right now. God says stroke shall not have a place in his body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And that symptoms that he has suffered for a while right now, I command supernatural healing. Supernatural healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. among the three young men that came from Bauchi, I see somebody sick in one of your families. I'm seeing somebody lying on the bed, very sick, very ill, as though the person is bedridden. Where is that person among the three guys who came here? I'd like a present quickly for that person to run out quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm seeing somebody sick, lying as though bedridden. Who is that person? Lord, in the name of Jesus, we declare healing, 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 healing to that lady right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we command total healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm saying somebody, they stole your father's car just recently. Just recently, just lift up your hands, they stole your father's car. God says there's going to be a supernatural restoration. Where is that person? They stole your father's car recently. God says there's going to be supernatural restoration. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you command that restoration right now. In the name of Jesus.
The angel of the Lord stood before me with a handkerchief. And the Lord says I should prophesy that he's going to wipe the tears of people's academics. That's what the Lord showed me. Listen, I saw it. That's why I was holding the handkerchief. I was just holding my handkerchief and playing around it. Hallelujah. I was just holding it and waiting for him. I thought he was going to prophesy. That's why I just kept quiet. How many of you believe this? In the name that is above every other name, whether master, student, whether PhD students, diploma students, according to that which was shown me in the spirit, I declare right now that every one of you who names the name of Christ and has cried, I command your crying to be over in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. For I see a meeting that is being done in the Faculty of Social Sciences, and I pray right now. I see a meeting in the Faculty of Social Sciences, and it's going to affect the final year students. We prophesy that it will fail for you. If you are in social sciences, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Peptic ulcers, lift your hands. Anyone with peptic ulcer, I command, while this is going, ushers, quickly collect the prayer requests inside and outside. Peptic ulcer, lift your hands, lift it very high. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God touch you right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Peptic ulcer, be healed in the name of Jesus. I command blindness, deafness of any sort, deaf ears be open in the name of Jesus, blind eyes be open in the name of Jesus. Every bone condition in this place, please, while you are listening, be passing your prayer request quickly to the ushers. Bone conditions, right now in the name of Jesus, I declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, every bone condition be straightened, be healed in the name of Jesus. Cancers, tumors, lumps anywhere, ovarian cysts, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All those who came from places other than Zaria, run out here quickly, inside and outside.
If you came from a place other than Zaria, come out quickly, for you won't go back the same. Please hurry up. Other than Zaria. Inside and outside, any place other than Zaria. Come out quickly, please. We don't want you to go back the same. There's someone with a pain on your wrist. Check yourself. You've been healed now. A pain around your wrist. The Lord shows me healing around the wrist. Hallelujah. Among those of you standing, how many of you came to be healed? How many of you came for a healing related issue? Hallelujah. You and you. Who else? Hallelujah. Okay, I minister to you. I want to make sure I minister to all of you. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Lord, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you send them back with an anointing in the name of Jesus. That every door that has been closed over your life, that the Lord opens it in the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you in ministry, I release a supernatural anointing that it will come upon you and engulf you, that you will carry the fire of the Spirit back to your ministries, back to your places. Two of you, God will use you very greatly in the name of Jesus, for you will carry the fire of the Spirit, for you will carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Go with that anointing. Do signs, wonders. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Go with this anointing. I prophesy that whatever challenge it is that you came in, that the Lord solves it for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you are representing your families. I command that you will go back with a miracle for your families by the creative power of God's word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Please run back. Let's have all the prayer requests here. Sorry, we are rushing things. We have to hurry up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands, all of you. We always do this during the meetings, that there be impartations of signs, wonders, and miracles. We're not a powerless people. Hallelujah. We don't just believe in healings and miracles, but we believe that you'll be carriers of this anointing. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray. I'm going to pray for everybody right now, that the power of God will come upon you and the fire of God will engulf you. Let there be baptisms of the Spirit. Let there be impartations, miracles, signs, wonders, anointings that will be received. Hallelujah. I'm about to begin praying. So inside and outside, lift your hands and connect with the Spirit. When I begin to shout release, that's what God tells me. Just one word, release, the Lord tells me. There will be mass impartations and baptisms. Ushers, as much as possible, if you can, let's have those people. The power of God is already moving. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Shikapa Kapasia. Release. I command a release right now. Everywhere in this building, from the choir, down this stand, outside, I command a release. Lift your hands and receive it. Let the power and the fire of God fall right now from the ministers down. Let impartations begin. Rakapata preseke paleasa. Ushers, locate those people. There is a strong impartation that God desires to happen. Bring them out.
Reposho Pazibai. Raparienda. Repos all over the building. All over. Inside and outside. All over. Move. Pateke tetebaya. Reposho Sotelia. Please, ushers, locate them. Rekete kenye demosa. Miracle waters. Moving in signs. Everyone is receiving. Don't just wait till you're under the anointing. Lift your hands and receive. It's like fire. And it's like rain. Outside. Fire. And rain. At the same time. At the same time. Everyone under the influence of the anointing, release, release outside. There is fall like rain. Outside, there is fall like rain. Men and women, it's like fire, you can't stop it. Like rain, you can't stand it. The rain of the Holy Ghost, the rain of miracles, the rain of impartation, signs, wonders, walking in the power of the Spirit. Shake the table for me. That you be under the influence of His Shekinah outside. The angel of the Lord is walking 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 outside. Let it fall like the dew of heaven. Pasheta pakaya. Everyone is receiving something. Don't just start looking at those here. It's happening to everyone. For your ministries, an impartation. For your businesses, an impartation. Come, Pastor Steve. Come, bring Pastor Steve. Pastor Tosha, bring him. Come, practice a portion. For you will carry a new anointing. A new anointing. A new anointing. A new anointing in the name that is above all names. New discernment, fresh discernment by the Spirit of the Living God. Kabariete, sese kete tete tete. Name of Jesus. Oh, the power of God is still moving. At the same time, many things are happening. At the same time, I don't know what it is, but I see an angel standing in this row. The power of God will begin to move in this center row. There is an angel standing. It's the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord. This very row. This row, I stand before you. The angel of the Lord. For reasons I do not know. But he walks in the midst of you. He walks in the midst of you. Lord tells me to prophesy on this road. Lift your hands, those of you here, for he will move in the midst of you. For he will move in the midst of you. For he will move by his angel. Let there be a convocation of the angelic right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a convocation of the angelic, stirring anointings, fan them to flame, stirring anointing. Hallelujah. The angel walks towards this place. I'm standing where the angel is standing. I'm standing, and he says I should wave my hands. This is what the angel of the Lord says for me to do. I wave my hands. In the glory. Find the fire.
You can't stand it. It's the rain.
Pastor William's wife, please, Macomb.
At the same time, miracles are happening. Check yourselves. Bring them out. Seteku, Pastor William's wife, there is a great anointing. No, don't bring her here. There is a great anointing. It will shake you to your foundation, stepping into a new level. But also of the prophetic, it will burn you like fire. Fire. Who is this lady? You, come. Yes, he will answer you. Yes, he will answer you. Yes, he will answer you. For you step into a new oil, new grace. Burn her. Let the fire engulf you by the power of the Holy Ghost. The last five rows at the back, the last five rows from my left to my right, the last five rows at the back, lift your hand. The last five rows. Oh, oh, oh. Fresh impartation. Last five rows. The fire of God comes upon you. Comes upon you. Bring in healing. Comes upon you. Comes upon you. You will know you met him tonight. The prayer request. Bring all the prayer requests. An unusual healing ring. If you are yet to submit your prayer request, please do it quickly. Miracles are happening. I tell you, unusual miracles. Even to families. The Lord asked me to go around this row, just you people here. I want to do what the Holy Ghost is asking me to do. It's a fire that I'm engulfing. Shapadosa, rekotosokowe, mampletoskepa, rakatoseke, rentekoskepa, mampletakabaria, dekaprosa, intekalikaprosa, ventekebonsa. Hallelujah. Now, there is a heavy unction for healing. Please, the ministers, quickly, let's just do this. I love this part of the miracle service because this is when mass miracles happen. We'll do this just for 2 minutes. Pastor Williams, sir, yes. Listen, as we begin to pray, you will get confirmations of your answered prayer. Either by the ministry of the Holy Spirit or impartations to your families. As soon as we begin to pray, I assure you, Pastor Suleiman, come, Pastor Steve, come quickly. Hallelujah. As we begin to pray, let's pray. In the unity of faith, instrumentalists, help us. Lord, release miracles. Release miracles. Sign. I pray. impossible situation. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God.
I'm not afraid.
And everything that was
bad. I'm not afraid.
Rise again. Rise again. Of your people upon these papers are the tears of many, Lord. Precious Father, we ask that in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that the fire of God will come upon this. Let it rise before you like an incense. We release answers to prayers in the name of Jesus. We release answers to requests in the name of Jesus. We command doors to be opened. We command healings. We command liberations in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the breakthrough of God come. Let the angels of God be released right this moment in the name of Jesus. We ask that answers be released. Answers be released in the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Ministers, please, when you hold our hands as I prophesy, we'll do it in the unity of faith, the corporate anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to begin to make declarations. We're holding hands. I'm not just prophesying. I want you to believe it. Please believe. Please believe. Please believe. Oh, this is where ancient doors get opened. Believe. Worshippers, help me. I want to pray right now in the name of Jesus for your academics. Every student in this place, go forward. Excel. 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 Supernatural intelligence. Supernatural intelligence. Supernatural intelligence. Ideas in the name of Jesus. Ideas in the name of Jesus. Go forward. No more failure. No more failure. No more carryover. 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 We release 5 points. I said 5 points. 5 points. 5 points. First class. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you will excel. Yes, you will excel. I pray right now. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with an oil of gladness. That oil that distinguishes you, everyone under the sound of my voice, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Let it set you apart. Set you apart in your office, in your department, in your ministry, in your business, in your home. Set them apart. I pray right now. Of you in business or finance or any corporate work, but there is a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty. A new level of inspiration, like the dew of Hammon, for your families. I command dying businesses come alive, dry bones live again. Dry bones live again. Dry bones live again. Hallelujah. Jangfa prophesied. There is an unusual release of jobs and of opportunities. You may not need it, but your loved ones. How many of you are tired of praying for your loved ones for jobs? Now is the time. Lift your hands. As surely as the Lord lives, in the name that is above other names, whether it's job change, new jobs, right now, in the name that is above other names, I command for you and for your loved ones, receive it in the name of Jesus. Miracle jobs. Miracle jobs. Jobs without your interview. Yes, I prophesy. I prophesy under the unction of the Holy One of Israel, under the corporate anointing of the servant of the living God. Barrenness, barrenness, enough is enough. Barrenness for yourself and for your loved ones. The Bible says, weep not, thou that didst not bear, for many are the children of the barren than the children of her that is with child. I command miracle children now. Miracle children, every barren womb be open, every barren home be open. Everyone without a womb, we create a new womb right now in the name of Jesus. Everything called delay in your life, whether in marriage, whether in relationship, whether in your job, the Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran and overtook the chariots of Ahaz. I pray right now, I command speed to your life. Speed to your life. Before December, you will accomplish more than you have accomplished. Before December, I prophesy. Before December, before December. Supernatural restoration, and I will restore. I hear my spirit. Marriages before December. I don't know what this means, but I speak as I hear. Marriages before December. After the Lord speaks, and his hands will bring it to pass. And I will restore to you the years that the canker worm. What have you lost in your life? I want to prophesy to you right now. The Bible says that the Shunammite woman, the king asked that she should go back, and sevenfold was restored to her. I don't care what you have lost. I command a restoration in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every uncompleted project in this place, whether it's a house your parents are building, whether it's, I don't care what it is, if it has been done by man, then there is no limitation for you. I pray right now, the resources to complete every project, I release it in the name of Jesus. That when men say there is a casting down, we speak over your life. Your testimony from tonight is that there is a lifting up. I command a lifting up. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. A new level of the understanding of the word of God. A new level. He brought to Jeremiah and he said, eat it. And after he ate it, he said, now go and speak. I command right now, especially to ministers of the gospel, unusual fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Unusual fellowship. Unusual dreams, unusual impartation, visions of the night, visions of the day, angelic visitation, throne room encounters. Let there be a sharpening of the gifts of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Every life here that represents a wilderness, in the name of Jesus, let that wilderness tonight be counted for a forest. Be counted for a forest. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, I don't care where it is. Job chapter 5, he said, you shall be delivered from the scourging tongues of men. I pray that everywhere they talk about you, they will speak for good. They will speak for good. They will speak for good. For uncommon favor, that anointing that was upon Esther, that anointing that opens doors that no man can explain, not even you, the recipient, that anointing that will attract strangers and cause them to feed your flock and cause that your gates be continually open to receive the forces of the Gentiles. I invoke that anointing of favor upon you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace to obey the word of God. I terminate fear from your life. Now, I terminate fear from your life. Let there be no fear. I command a wellspring of joy. Let the fountain of joy that is not based on circumstances be opened from your spirit, man. That river of joy, let it flow from within you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. quickly. Listen to me. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. One of the greatest miracles that will happen in this place is the rest from sin. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. No matter what healing and what miracle has happened in this place, the greatest of all miracles is salvation. Hallelujah. The greatest of all miracles. Inside and outside, you are listening to me right now, and the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. The Bible says, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Everybody rise up on your feet just once and you sit down. You're here and you've not made up a decision for Jesus Christ. You may be a Christian. You may be a nice person inside and outside. Your friends have been talking to you about this Jesus, and the Holy Spirit keeps convicting you that there is room for a new life. Whether you've given your heart to the Lord before and you backslided and just left the path of God, or this is your first decision, inside and outside, the love of the Master calls you right now. I want you to leave your seat and run and come out. Leave your seat right now and make a decision for Jesus Christ. Don't sit back there. You've made a decision once. Don't be ashamed of anybody. It's a blessing. Inside and outside, run. Leave your seat and come. Don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Jesus calls you. You are welcome. We welcome you with the love of the Father. Appreciating them. Come on. Outside, we are still waiting for you. Appreciate them as they come. This meeting was good for you. We love you. You are welcome. Welcome home. Welcome home. Those of you outside, as the Holy Ghost convicts you, don't look at your friends. Leave them and run and come. This is the greatest decision. I don't care what it is you have done or what you have not done. No man condemns you. There is love for you tonight. For God so loved you. We are still waiting. The Holy Ghost is still convicting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Those of you in front, I salute you and I congratulate you for making this bold decision. The Bible says, as many who will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. I want to tell you, welcome home. Hallelujah. As a family of faith, as a church of the living God, we receive you and we welcome you. This is a bold decision. Every one of us had to make this decision. Hallelujah. Now I want to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's my privilege and honor to lead you to the one who died for us, the one who is alive and live forever. That at the end of our journey in this life, there is one whom we will dwell in his presence forever. Thank you for making this decision. Say after me, Lord Jesus. It's not a poem. Say it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died for me. Tonight, I accept you as my Savior. Be the Lord of my life. I hand over my life to you. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace and I denounce sin and Satan. I receive eternal life into my spirit. A new life begins for me. In the name of Jesus, I am born again. The Spirit of God lives in me. I am heaven bound and I will live a victorious life here on earth. Please appreciate them, saints of God. Thank you very much.
believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-50-8735 or 0034-003936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaTurnkeyNetworkInternational. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaENI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Turnkey Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.